From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry calling the latest UN sanctions an act of war and tantamount to complete economic blockade. Just after the Security Council unanimously approved the sanctions, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke.
For the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
These latest sanctions follow the November launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which North Korea contends could deliver nuclear warheads to the U.S. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move would only cause more bloodshed. Angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement it would provide those weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned Russia that the standoff over Ukraine causes unnecessary tensions between Washington and Moscow. United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper efforts for Euro-Atlantic integration. United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in 2008. Lawmakers from the governing coalition are pressing for a vote to abolish the court. This is VOA News. An official of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, plans to step down after months of criticism here in Washington. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
Andrew McCabe's time at the FBI may be coming to an end. The Washington Post reported on Saturday that the FBI deputy director plans to retire next year. The newspaper said the retirement would come as soon as he becomes eligible for his full pension, which would be in early March. The news comes after months of criticism from President Donald Trump, who has publicly questioned why McCabe remains in his position. On Saturday, Trump tweeted that McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits, 90 days to go. An FBI spokeswoman declined to comment. McCabe also faced criticism from congressional Republicans who have accused him of harboring bias against Trump. He's been interviewed by multiple House committees on the 2016 election and whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia, as well as on the FBI's handling of its probe into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Dozens were killed when a bus fell into a river. It happened in western India. Survivors said the bus was speeding to overtake another vehicle when it crashed through the bridge railing, falling into the river below. So far, authorities have recovered 32 bodies. At least 10 people were injured. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed a recently retired army general and a defense official as the country's ruling party vice presidents. Opposition leader Welshman Nkube is highly concerned about the trend, which began last month with the army's involvement in the ZANU-PF's secession politics.
There is everything wrong with the command element of the Zimbabwe National Army, presenting itself as war veterans belonging to a particular political party, intervening to settle the political disputes of a political party. There is everything wrong with that. There is also everything wrong with leading a coup in order to become vice president.
Former law professor at the University of Zimbabwe says the army is contravening the country's constitution, which prohibits it from being involved in politics. So far, there has been no word from the president regarding the opposition's concerns. In a newly unveiled national security strategy, President Trump vows, in his words, to ensure the balance of power remains in America's favor in key regions of the world. The Indo-Pacific region led the list of key regions identified by the White House, followed by Europe and the Middle East. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.